is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
It's the three of us, me and Smith and Wesson, sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. I'm John Reagan, your captain. And with me today is Alfio Lanuto, former municipal attorney from New Jersey. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing good. You know,
I hear you have you two continue the tradition of the Smith and Wesson Deep Part Show.
Well, you know, with the three of us, we outnumber a lot of liberals. You know, we've had a chance to talk a bit off air, and both of us have something in common, that we have been in the belly of the government beast, different areas for sure. I spent 8.5 years as an active-duty Air Force officer, and I am currently considered retired from the inactive Air Force Reserve. I don't get any money for that, but the benefit is you can call me captain. So that's one of the reasons why I don't have to really watch what I'm saying. What are they going to do? Take my rank? Okay. Call me former captain. Yeah. But my life really changed when I hit the Pentagon, which was 6 years into my service. I was a developer on the nuclear planning system. So at that point, I ended up with an above top secret clearance. And the combination of that and sitting across the Potomac from Congress gave me a viewpoint that most Americans just don't get a chance to see. And these were what some consider the good old days. This was from like late 86 to early 88 that I was at the Pentagon. This is the second Reagan term. And I'm sitting there watching what's going on in Congress. And these guys take the same oath of office that I do as an Air Force officer to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. And I'm watching these people run roughshod over the Constitution. And you know, today they are like 10 times worse. And by the time I left there, I would tell people that there was only one thing that disgusted me more than Republicans, and that was Democrats. The other thing that happened during this time frame is I learned a little bit more about how government works, and when you start learning too much and how that can end up being, you know, hazardous to your health, so to speak. I didn't look at the obituaries the same way after that. And for the first year after I left the Air Force, every time that I went out, I was always looking in my rearview mirror to see if I was being followed. Now, what I didn't understand at the time is that in the scheme of things, nuclear planning, yes, it's highly classified, but it's rather mundane. It's not like some of the things that Vince talks with Dr. Richard Allen Miller about, that you know, some of the tier one science that's hidden from the general public. And in your dealings with municipal government, you got a chance to see how things worked behind the scene too, didn't you?
Absolutely. I too got to see the inner workings and the inner machinery of government and politics from a very privileged vantage point. I don't mean privileged in the socioeconomic sense. I mean from the privilege of being right there where things happen. happen in the back rooms where things are really decided, not out in the public section where minutes are taken and things are on the record and the tape recording is going and there is media present. Decisions don't get made there. They get made in the back rooms before we even go out there. I remember when I first got appointed to the zoning board, we would have a half-hour executive session. The public session started at 7 o'clock, just to respond to your point, Captain. the public session would begin at 7. We were to convene at 7 o'clock, and we would have a half-hour private session, and we would go over every single application. And it was literally, we didn't discuss the merits or lack thereof of any particular application. It was basically a nod or a shake of the head on each one. And it was basically, is this a good guy or a bad guy? And that's how decisions were made. And we had an attorney, our zoning board attorney. It was his job, not written into the job description, but to essentially then rationalize from a legal standpoint, whatever decision we had already decided, what the board had already decided to make in executive session. Then in the public part, he would then steer the line of inquiry and the questions that were asked so as to be able to fit the facts to the decisions that were already made to rationalize them. And getting back to what you said, learning too much is something that is very dangerous. It's been said in a very famous movie that being an honest man is also dangerous. That is certainly most true in the world of politics, more so than in any other line of work. And I mean legal or illegal. just something that happens to come to mind that I need to share. I think it underscores exactly what you said. I recently read an article about the Baltimore Police Department, and there was a young cop who was absolutely flabbergasted by the corruption and the abuses of power that he saw among his colleagues. And he just couldn't stomach it, did not want to be a part of it, but actually tried to change it. And this got written up in the papers. He goes back to his patrol car one day after a call. I'm not sure if he was on a call or whatever, but he goes back to his car. It might even have been his own private vehicle. I'm not sure. But he finds a dead rat with his blood splattered all over his windshield as a signal of what's to come. What will become of you, rookie cop, if you don't march in step? And in our last show, and that is actually quite telling of not only the political corruption and the corruption in police departments, but political corruption. I say that it's very obvious that political corruption and police corruption mix a very deadly cocktail where no one is safe, and we're not on our bridges, roadways, or in our homes. And I have experienced that firsthand, as have you. And it is really important for the public, for the entire American public, to understand this. This isn't just a Jersey problem or a Baltimore problem. I know New Jersey has been getting a lot of press lately, correctly so, because of the very profound corruption within the state of New Jersey, and that it needs national attention. It deserves it for a very specific reason, because it's not only a New Jersey problem. New Jersey is an important state on the national scene because of its proximity to New York and the concentration of wealth that is controlled within New Jersey. A lot of Wall Street and a lot of the New York movers and shakers live in New Jersey, and that's a same circle of people who run things inside the Washington D.C. Beltway, and that's why it's extremely important that what happens in New Jersey get a particular attention to. And I'd like to talk about that some more with you in this program, because of that importance. There have been some recent developments, by the way, this past week. The New Jersey U.S. Attorney's Office is now also having the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York work with them. Because what happened in Bridgegate is really Bridgegate was just one isolated incident that was emblematic of the way things are done, and it was an absolutely horrid thing to do. But it's the real tragedy is that it doesn't even come close to comparing to the worst things that actually happen in New Jersey politics. And the real tragedy about that is that they're not aberrations. Corruption has always existed. It's part of human nature. I think in order to really root out corruption, there have to be a fundamental change in the nature of human beings. There's always going to be a tendency for those who are in power to abuse it. As they say, absolute power corrupts absolutely. However, what's really, really important is that in New Jersey, it's not the aberration, it's the rule. It's not the exception. And that's what's very important to take particular attention of, and especially in a time when we're looking at the presidential candidates who are going to be governing the White House. And essentially, playing the most important role in the world, the entire American public needs to be very careful about the selection that it's made. It's not about Republicans or Democrats. As I mentioned on the air before, I worked with both. Captain, I'd like to say that while the political process has become absolutely putrid on both sides, I don't know if too many people will agree with me, but that's one of the beauties of this particular show is that we're freedom of speech and people can really express themselves and exchange ideas with civility and respect for one another.
I'll hold that thought. We're going to head into break. This is John Reagan with Alfio Lanuto. We'll be back after these few messages.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
At the controls today, you have your captain, John Reagan. With me today is former municipal attorney, Alfio Lanuto. And there's an article that I saw yesterday in the Telegraph, which is a newspaper out of the UK. The title is Psychopaths, How Can You Spot One? And I think that's important to our discussion today because most people really don't understand how people can treat people so poorly. But what we have a tendency, and this is actually getting to be old news nowadays, is that these psychopaths rise to levels of authority in both government and in the private sector. And psychopaths don't care one bit about you, your feelings, the damage they cause. And it's all about control and what they want. So, Al, please continue.
That's a very good article you pointed out. I'll have to seek it out, but I couldn't agree more. And just to, I know the question is rhetorical, but to the extent that it has an answer, I would venture to say that psychopaths, how can you stop one? The answer is you can't. You simply cannot stop a psychopath. That's probably perhaps in the very definition of what a psychopath is. Just like it's very hard to stop a crazy suicide bomber when someone is ready to die irrationally and has been indoctrinated with those crazy ideas. It's very, very difficult to actually to stop them, except to try to stop it ahead of time, but not at the moment that the event is supposed to occur, which is pretty much where I see a lot of the effort being placed. But getting back to where we ended up, but before the break, the Republicans versus Democrats, I would dare say that if one looks at the were to look at the political philosophy of either party, both parties, and what they each stand for, ideally, it would be, in many ways, difficult for to actually despise either one, whether in one would might find greater affinity with one political ideology or another. But ideally, I mean, in the strict sense of what each party is supposed to, each of the two major parties is supposed to represent, it's very difficult to argue that they are at least not rational, and it's very, it will be very, very hard to say that it is not possible for reasonable people to engage in a civil debate over which one, which platform is best for the country in moving forward. The problem is that neither one is remained true to their own party, neither Republican nor Democrat. I want to point out, on the Republican side, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, one of my favorite presidents of all time. Theodore Roosevelt was a Republican, and Theodore Roosevelt had a very, he's been in his grave. I'm sure he is right now. At what Republicans are doing with economic policy and public policy in general. I mean, too big to fail. And for Theodore Roosevelt, was simple. Let's break them up. That's what he did. That's what he did. He wouldn't have given the rich fat cats bailouts while people on Main Street were starving. That's not the essence of the Republican Party. And on the Democrat side, we can also point out, we can point to many presidents and many leaders we've had who have also led the country well and tried to reach the same, in my opinion, trying to reach the same result of the best American society possible, perhaps from different directions, perhaps different viewpoints, but still at least keeping a vision of the same desired objective and result, and that has been perverted completely. And if you even on the extremes of both sides, I mean, you look at the terminology. I mean, our country is definitely headed in the wrong direction. But I don't think that labels, political party labels, or name calling is the solution. It's not going to help us whether we accuse someone of being a neocon or a neoliberal, or whether
Now hold that thought. We're heading into a break. John Reagan with Alfred and Luke.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Vincent is in Las Vegas this week at the National Association of Broadcasters. He's due to be back in the commander's seat on Thursday. And just so you know, our schedule tomorrow, I have Dr. Julie Panik in the first hour and Stan Deo for hour number two. With me today is Alfio Lanuto, former municipal attorney in New Jersey. And please continue, Al.
Well, when we left, we were talking about the labeling and the names, whether that actually helps the political discourse or not. And in my viewpoint, it doesn't really so much matter what the particular label is. It's more important to focus on what the issues are. It's not whether it's a neocon, liberal, neoliberal, liberal, libertarian, Tea Party, those are all, I think, designed to be smokescreens. In fact, I'd like to point out that if one looks at, for example, just by way of example, the liberal on the one side and the libertarian on the other side If you really funnel down, drill down deeply to what each side believes, they both at a certain point bend and have a meeting point. In fact, that meeting point is very true to the very root of both of those words, which stem from the Latin liber, L-I-B-E-R, which means free. And that is exactly the roots of both of those terms, and underscores the distraction that the labeling it has on the national dialogue for what's best for our country and how to get it back on track, rather than dealing with the actual specific issues. And it's easy to be dismissive and to dismiss someone's ideas as a complete package. Well, that's a liberal, that's a conservative, that's a neoliberal, neocon, or a libertarian, or whatever, Republican or Democrat. Why don't we talk about the issues? Why don't we talk about the things that really matter? Why don't we talk about the absence of the disappearance, essentially, of the family unit, which has a lot to do with a lot of the social ills that our country is facing that ultimately create the environment in which a lot of our problems are permitted to germinate and then flourish. What is really needed is informed public, not red herrings. Ironically, we're living in an information age. And in this information age, where we have so much information available to us, the information that we actually utilize, there's just so much information available that is too much to digest, and people have now, it's very easy to resort to just looking up on an internet site and looking at the first three hits of something, or listening to just 7-second sound bites, and reaching decisions based upon that rather than delve deeply and actually engage in the very difficult and sometimes painful exercise of critical thinking and analysis, and delving into the political issues that are facing us, the problems that we have in front of us, and what's the best way to solve them, and who those leaders are. And that brings us back to discussing the New Jersey matter, the corruption that's going on here, and what I find an utterly amazing is that despite all of the scandal, and it is not Bridgegate alone, not if it were only that, one might excuse a public from somehow looking past it and even lying to themselves or convincing oneself or persuading himself to believe, well, maybe he didn't know anything about it. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. However, the scandal goes far wider and far deeper than that, to the point, as I was saying earlier, that the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York is now also working with the New Jersey U.S. Attorney's Office and by making available one of their officials who specializes in political corruption, specifically to look into the activities of David Sampson. Who was clearly, from my assessment, and I say that's my opinion, but I feel very strongly in my assessment about this, that he's really the kingpin of all this. It isn't even Christie. Sampson was a former attorney general appointed by, as I mentioned in an earlier broadcast, by Jim McGreevy, one of the worst, if not the worst, gubernatorial administration the state of New Jersey has ever seen. And he was made attorney general, and under that administration, and by the standards, obviously, exhibited and illustrated by the other choices that Governor McGreevy had made. But it was General Sampson, as Governor Christie continues to refer to him, who really was Christie's mentor, as would be euphemistically called, but in many other circles, Padron, his boss, who actually showed him the way to the governor's office. And it was and that was essentially by showing Christie how to use, under Christie watch, being a U.S. attorney, how to politicize the office to get into the governor's mansion. And that's by, under Christie watch, the office of the U.S. attorney was in fact politicized to prosecute those who were in their way, to give free passes and get out of jail free cards, to those who were on Team Christie. And David Sampson was in fact the head of Team Christie. It was so blatant. They used the U.S. attorney's office to pave the yellow brick road for Sampson to be able to then be made head of the Port Authority, where he and his clients were actually getting, he was actually voting on issues where he and his clients' interests were being measured in the billions of dollars, as I had previously mentioned. And Christie was essentially acting as his underboss when he was in the prosecutor's office by making sure that they can get this power and then abuse it by prosecuting those who were necessary to clear the wide swath for Chris Christie's frame to find its way into the governor's office, while conversely putting their markers on public officials that they wanted to control by giving them those free passes and get out of jail free cards. Just like the director of the Meadowlands would give away choice tickets, 50-yard line tickets to Giants games to his political ally, change favors. I'm sorry?
No, please continue. You're fine. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. As I was saying, just like they would be, just like free tickets to the Giants games would be given out in exchange for political favors. And this is a classic example of where I mentioned earlier, you show me the smoke and I'll tell you it's fire. And there are so many examples of that. If you look at who Christie prosecuted, but more importantly, who he did not prosecute and the things that he did not do. And a very important, a very telling example of that is something that I experienced personally. We had earlier alluded to on the show that when I was involved in politics, I too, as you, couldn't stomach any more of it, any more of the corruption, any more of the abuses of power that were happening right under my nose in the retaliation and character assassination and ruining people's lives. And we basically went at loggerheads over it when we had a park company. But the retaliation after that was absolutely fierce and brutal and continued for so many years, the apex of which, and there were so many incidents of it, but the apex of it happened on July 1st, 2008 when the police invaded my house without a warrant, without any exigent instructions, without any legal basis whatsoever. That was Patrolman Rothenberger, Patrolman Fury, Sergeant Rydell, Brian Huth, Matthew Rourke, under the leadership of Chief Brian Gurney of the Ramsey Police Department in New Jersey in Bergen County, all under the watch of a John L. Molinelli, who was Bergen County prosecutor at the time, in exchange for Rothenberger's criminal conduct. He was promoted. He was taken out of the Ramsey Police Department's office and brought and made a special detective in the office of the Bergen County Prosecutor, the work under John Molinelli, where Andrew Sampson also enjoys a privileged position, the son of David Sampson, the kingpin of this whole crime family that is now called Team Christie. I call it the, in my opinion, it ought to be more aptly named the Sampson crime family. And I want to point out that the very next morning, my family and I were in the office of the Bergen County prosecutor demanding that they investigate the Ramsey Police Department. They didn't even make a record of it. We were there for 2 hours. I can't make that up. You can't walk into a courthouse without being filmed and without having to sign in. And it's clearly on record. I went to the Justice Department, their Civil Rights Division. I went to the FBI. I went to the then U.S. Attorney Chris Christie. Mind you, at the time, David Sampson was already figuring prominently in the well-formed Team Christie for Governor, in which Sampson would then become Port Authority Chairman, who has since now resigned in disgrace over the scandals, and will probably, in my view, end up in jail at the very minimum, as well as losing his law license. Notably, my complaint contained allegations charging not only against the police department, but my complaint with the federal authorities also charged the prosecutor, Andrew Sampson, with criminal conduct, with corruption, official misconduct, suborning perjury, prosecutorial misconduct, as well as other crimes and ethical violations. That prosecutor, Andrew Sampson, the son of David Sampson, was actually engaged in full complicit with the police corruption and their abuse of power. Notably,
it's time for another break. This is John Reagan, with senior USA Preparers instructor, Alfio Lanuto. We'll be back in a few minutes.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
If you've had it with sore muscles and joints, chronic pain and fatigue, you've got to try the organic sulfur crystals from Sulfur Defense. Want to feel 5 or 10 years younger? Then try Sulfur Defense. Call 844-SULFUR-D. That's toll-free, 844-S-U-L-F-U-R-D. Say hello to Sulfur-D. Goodbye to those aches and pains. Clinical studies show that sulfur crystals work. Mention Bill Martinez when you call and get free shipping. Call 844-S-U-L-F-U-R-D like defense.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Watch it. I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why today I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
feeding.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. I'm here with Alfio Lanuto. And Al, I just want to thank you for coming on USA Prepares and talking about this. We are living with the results of a mainstream media that didn't properly vet a presidential candidate. And we're sitting here with the governor of New Jersey being a potential candidate in our next election. And I think it's so important that we learn more about what the situation is there. So if you would, please continue.
Absolutely. And before I do continue with my earlier thought, just before I forget, recent polls were absolutely stunning that even despite the scandal, Christie has been able to maintain a strong showing in the polls, even above a Jeb Bush. This doesn't matter. The point here is not whether one agrees with an advocate of one political candidate or another, but Jeb Bush certainly has not had any is not certainly scandaled in any way, shape, or form. Yet Chris Christie has even surpassed Jeb Bush in the polls and is maintaining a very strong showing, which is really quite astonishing. And that's why I get back to it's very important that we have an informed public in making decisions. I'd like to inform you of what I was the story I was telling you, that when we had the invasion of my home, foundation for my challenging political and police corruption in New Jersey, I went to the federal authorities. And under Christie's watch, and I call it a Christie watch, which is essentially, though, however, behind the scenes, being puppeteered by David Sampson, whose very son, Andrew Sampson, was one of the most prominent names against whom I was filing my formal complaint with the Justice Department, the FBI, and asked the U.S. Attorney to help me. Under Christie's watch, the federal authorities did absolutely nothing. I was never even called in, and I gave them about a six-inch compilation of documentary evidence, recordings, audio recordings, video recordings, harassments against my investigators, obstruction of justice, obstruction interfering with my ability to defend against my, and defend myself against their persecution of me and my family. And under Christie's watch, the federal authorities did absolutely nothing. I never even got a phone call from anyone, any federal agency, not the Justice Department, not the U.S. Attorney's Office, not the FBI, asking, Ms. Lunito, we have this huge package here from you. I'm an attorney, just to point out, and I tried to present it as completely as possible, knowing what the legal requirements would be for them to effectively investigate and proceed to prosecution against these criminals, Andrew Sampson and all the police officers and the politicians that I named. However, they did absolutely nothing. Of course not. This was a perfect example of Christie giving free passes to those he needed to get himself into the governor's office, and not protecting the public, not doing his sworn duty to uphold the Constitution and protect the people of New Jersey and to protect the people of the United States, and allowing them for his own political expediency and David Sampson's political expediency, allowing these criminals to run roughshod over my family's constitutional and civil rights. Is that the kind of man? Is that the kind of people, is that the gang that this country wants at the White House? That's a very important question that I think everyone needs to ask themselves. And I'd be happy to talk about more detail about all of this to anybody who's interested.
Al, we're out of time for today. Thank you so much. Alfio.
My pleasure.
Lenuto.
Bye-bye.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.